Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, so let's refresh your memory. Whitney last Friday calls us, and this is what she says.
I live in the townhouse, so it's like, you know, we share it, basically. And we're very, you know, so we're very close. And I've never really met them officially, and I'm not very super friendly with them. I've talked to the wife a few times at the pool, but, you know, not extensively, but I definitely think that her husband is cheating on her.
And do they live right next to you? Like, you guys share a wall? Are they across from you?
Yeah, we share the wall.
Okay, then two things came out of the conversation that we had with her when we followed up with her on Monday.
You know, we did follow him when he left, but he didn't go anywhere suspicious. But again, nothing much happened because the wife was never gone.
This alleged affair you think is only happening Monday through Friday?
I mean, it must be.
Okay.
Because that's when, you know, he comes home from work and then this woman comes to the house.
Okay, that was her first hint. And then the suitcases.
10 years ago, a husband came out with two suitcases and put them in the back of one of their cars in the SUV.
Uh-huh.
And usually she drives that one. Someone must be leaving for the week or maybe, you know, I don't know how long. So if it's the wife, then I'm sure that the girlfriend's going to come over. And then I'm probably going to follow her and sort of see what her deal is if she, you know, when she leaves.
She doesn't even know there's a girlfriend.
Doesn't have a clue. Just creating
whoever
drama.
That woman is, yeah.
Creating drama for the sake of creating drama.
But I'm into it. What happened?
Hey, Whitney.
Hi.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm okay.
Right. Hey, what happened?
Producer Tracy said this ends today. What'd you find out?
Bless you.
Yeah.
Bless, excuse me.
Sorry, I'm a little embarrassed.
Well, that should have happened last Friday.
What happened?
Go ahead. Sorry, mean guy.
So I did make the decision that I thought it would be a mature decision. I thought that if the lady did come over, it would be weird to trail her, you know. But I did think that the wife should know if something was happening. So yesterday the wife came home from work, and I said hello, and I greeted her, as nicely as I could, I said, listen, just so you know, when you're not here, a random lady comes over and spends an hour with your husband, pretty much, and she just stared at me, and I, you know, could tell she got really angry, and she just said, well, I just want you to know that she's a nurse, and walks off.
Oh, no. Dude.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I don't, of course, know any of the details, but...
you should go over there and find out what's wrong with him.
Yeah, what you ought to do really now is start spying and find out exactly what's wrong with him so you have all the details.
Uh-huh. I feel so bad.
You should feel bad. Yeah. You should feel foolish.
Oh, my goodness. Did you just want to melt into the floor right there and disappear?
So, wait, now, I don't understand why the fact that she's a nurse makes it okay that they're having sex every day.
Well, nurses are special people. So they get a pass.
Yeah, it's not infidelity if it's a nurse.
Okay. What if you just dress like a nurse on Halloween?
Well, so now, you know, I think it was one Burt Show caller that said, you know that whatever happens here, you're going to end up messing up any kind of relationship you might have had with that neighbor. That's fried now. There will always be this weird tension because I've lived in townhome communities where we have had tension with a neighbor, and it's weird when you pass them in your car, when you see them in the townhouse community, there's always this tension, and now you got it, and you share a wall with them.
Neat.
No.
Are you going to move?
I don't know yet. I haven't had enough time to think about it, but I mean, you know, I never really saw them that much beforehand, so.
No, I think you should move. I really do. I think you should pack up and start looking on Craigslist.
It's not a great real estate market, but that's, you know, you just got to own it.
No. Well, it's an apartment complex, isn't it?
It's a townhouse.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a townhouse, so it's, I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm humbled and I should never have, you know, stuck my nose there, and I will remember that for the future.
Now, my guess is because you've shown that you have this dramatic streak in you, like this, you like this kind of drama, that there's no way that you're going to be able to let this go. You're going to have to say sorry, right? You're going to either knock on the door, you're going to see her out, and you're going to apologize, right?
Let it go.
Do not.
If the moment seems right, then I will apologize because I do feel so bad, but, you know, I'm not going to force it. I'm not going to knock on their door and apologize because that would be even worse.
How about singing Telegram? This has worked really well for us in the past.
Don't say us. Don't include
God,
us in
you're so sensitive.
All right, so the advice.
Things go great, you're on board, and things don't. All of a sudden, you're
I'm
like,
an opportunist.
Hey,
that's called opportunist.
Yeah.
So what is the lesson here, Whitney?
Don't go snooping in other people's business. That's, you don't know what's happening in their lives.
That's right.
Totally sound like my 2-year-old, right? Okay. All right. And I think the advice across the board here is just let it go.
Yes.
You don't have to apologize.
Even
there's always going to be tension, and you can't. This is not reversible.
You've
right?
got a bad read on what when the moment is right. So just let it go completely. Even if you feel the moment's right, just don't do it.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Did we find out what the suitcases and all that were for? Or I guess it doesn't matter at this point.
Oh yeah, they were. I mean, they were just were both gone. Again, you guys are right. They were both gone on Monday night.
Probably
so
just portable
they
dialysis
went on, like,
equipment.
Trip or something. I don't know.
It was dialysis. So it's
just an overnight at the hospital.
Yeah. Maybe his oxygen.
His pacemakers.
They were just
there.
Swapping out his artificial heart or nothing.
Yeah, no big deal.
Something like that.
Was a cooler a part of it? Because you know that's a dead giveaway right there.
Okay, Whitney.
All right.
I can't say that I'm sorry that it ended the way it did, but thank you for sharing with us. Appreciate it.
You learned your lesson.
Bye-bye.
Don't
I'm
be
glad
the nose
it
and
over. Way, right?
This is The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.